Hey science fans, it's Mrs. Corbett here and I'm going to teach my husband some GCSE science.
My name is Husband.
Hey Husband.
What's going on?
Not a lot. I just wanted to ask you, do you know who it was that came up with the periodic table as it looks now? Just as a recap.
It wasn't Ernest B. Rutherford, was it?
No. He did the...
Oh, was it Boring Bohr?
No, he did the shells. Rutherford did the nuclear model. Bohr did the shells, the 288 electronic structure.
It wasn't JJ.
JJ came out with the electron and the plum pudding model.
Who's JJ? What's his second name?
Thompson.
JJ Thompson.
Begins with an M.
Men. God, that was a terrible show, wasn't it? I don't know.
Dmitri Mendeleev.
Oh.
You need to remember that. And what did he do? What was interesting and good about his periodic table compared to others?
It had a pattern.
Wow, you've forgotten.
Yeah.
It had gaps where he predicted the properties of elements.
That's right. And then discovered.
Yeah, that. He did them based on their...
He accepted
chemical.
What he didn't know.
He did. And then prior to that, they were atomic weight, atomic mass, and now we order them by atomic number. So just a bit of recap for you.
Cool.
What are the three types of bonding?
Ionic.
Mm-hmm.
Covalent.
Mm-hmm.
And metallic.
Correct. Okay. Covalent today.
Uh-huh.
And the important thing about covalent bonding?
Both metals. Two metals. More than one metals. When metals bond.
That would be metallic bonding.
Non-metals.
Very good. Two non-metals or more. Can be more. Now, they make two structures, which we're going to talk about. But today we're mostly going to talk about small molecules. The important thing about covalent bonding is you can't spell covalent without love. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you rearrange can't love, you get covalent. It's an anagram. So
what you're saying is you can't spell covalent without love, but you also can't spell covalent without can't love.
Yes.
All right, cool.
So a covalent bond is, this is your definition, a covalent bond is a shared pair of electrons.
A covalent bond is a shared pair of electrons.
Yes. You can share more than a pair. You can share two pairs. That's called a double bond. Or you can share three pairs. That's called a triple bond.
Okay.
But a shared pair of electrons is a covalent bond. Now, this occurs between two non-metals or more.
I can see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I was going to ask this question, actually.
What was the question you were going to ask?
Well, you know, we were talking about path of least resistance, like... When you've got one electron in the outer shell and seven electrons in the outer shell, the one will always go over to the seven rather than the seven going over to the one. I was going to ask, what happens if they're trying to bond and they both got six? They
Very
share.
Good. They share. Mm. So they still will have, the idea is still to get a full outer shell.
Sure.
So let's talk about hydrogen because it's the easiest one to talk about.
I'd love to talk about hydrogen.
Hydrogen is a diatomic molecule, so it hangs out as H2.
Okay.
Yeah. So two atoms overlapping, H in both. Each hydrogen atom has one electron in its outer shell. How many does it need to complete that shell?
I'm sorry, ask the question again.
Hydrogen has one shell.
One shell.
And it has one electron in its outer shell.
Okay. It's two in the first shell, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it only needs one, which is why... Yeah, it needs one extra.
One extra, yeah.
Which is why it hangs out in pairs.
Yeah, so we would draw those two overlapping. I'm just drawing it for the husband here. And we would draw one dot and one cross in the overlap part, kind of like a Venn diagram.
Yeah.
And what would happen is those two electrons will whiz round one and whiz round the other and whiz round one and whiz round the other. So they're both sharing, but they're both stable.
Like a Skeletrix.
Exactly like a Skeletrix, yes. Oxygen does the same thing, except oxygen has six in its outer shell. So oxygen shares two bonds. So it has a double bond. So when they're whizzing around, they've still got eight in their outer shell.
Gotcha.
Yeah? Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So these bonds are insanely strong.
They look it.
Yeah, because you're not just giving away an electron. You've given... the electrons are whizzing around two sets of atoms.
It's so symbiosis, very, very
strong.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. They're very, very strong. You need to be able to recognise common covalent substances based on their formula.
Right.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is we're going to play a little game of name that compound or name the common name. Okay. So I'm going to tell you the ones that you should recognize.
Okay.
Okay. You should be able to recognize NH3.
NH3, which is nitrogen, hydroxide.
If it was a hydroxide, it would have oxygen in it, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, because
so it's nitrogen hydride. It'd be actually be nitrogen trihydride. Trihydride.
Okay, so this isn't a word that I should know.
No, it's ammonia, NH3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. No, I recognize that now.
CH4?
CH4, which is chlorine and hydrogen.
No, it's carbon and hydrogen.
Carbon and hydrogen.
Because with an M, you fart it out your butt.
Methane.
Methane. CO2?
Carbon dioxide.
CO?
Carbon monoxide.
H2O?
Water.
C6H12O6.
What does that say again?
C6H12O6.
Glucose.
Very good.
I remember that from photosynthesis.
Okay, one more. CH3COOH.
Okay, say that slowly.
CH3COOH.
That wasn't slowly.
For the listeners who are going ah and yelling, it's that's ethanoic acid, which is vinegar.
Oh yeah, ethanoic acid. Yeah, sure. Oh, it reminds me, I must put ethanoic acid on the shopping list.
It's otherwise known as acetic acid, also, just so you know. So covalent substances can be very small molecules, or they can be very large molecules. So a large molecule, like a polymer.
Mm.
Do you know what a polymer is?
Lots of.
He's using his language knowledge here. Poly means many.
Yeah, lots of...
Mers.
Yeah, mers.
So a polymer is a chain of monomers. So
yeah.
Small molecules joined together.
Uh-huh.
So
with O2,
mm-hmm.
is that a polymer?
No.
Why?
Because it's a small molecule.
Right, okay.
If I joined up loads and loads and loads of O2s,
yeah.
then yeah.
So what's an example of a polymer?
Polythene.
Right, okay.
So ethane is, I'll just quickly draw it for you. It's ethene is this, their H's. If you break that double bond, join loads together, you get polythene.
Sure. So a polymer is a thing that I can see.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Many monomers.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, so important things you need to know about covalent compounds is they come in very small molecules.
Sorry,
and they're called.
I'm going to interrupt you and I'm just going to wind back because I'm a little bit with polymers. I just realized something. Polymers. They don't biodegrade, do they? Is that because the bonds are so strong? Covalent bonds are so strong, so they don't break down, don't biodegrade. Polymers, plastics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, I'm on board.
Okay, cool. These can be seen. So if you're looking at the covalent molecules, they can either be drawn as dot cross diagrams, the ones with the overlaps that I just mentioned. You need to practice those. I can't do that visually on this. You might see them as letters, but instead of doing the overlaps of the electrons, they're just lines. So I'll show you here. So that is a covalent compound.
Sure.
That's the same. And that's the same. Can you see the different ways they're doing them?
Yeah.
So this is good because you can see the where the shared electrons are. But you can't see the rest of the electrons, whereas the one with the sticks is good because it's simple. The line just represents the bond, but you can't see the electrons. And you might see them in like a molecule, a molymod shape, and that shows the 3D structure because they are 3D.
Mm-hmm,
most of the pictures are 2D. So you need to be able to, again, critically say this one is better than this one.
Okay.
They come in two forms, which we're going to talk about next time. They come in simple molecular covalent compound, or they come as giant covalent compounds.
Okay.
See you later.
Oh, bye.
Bye.